Hello and welcome to the Health with Hashimoto's podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. I'm so happy that you are taking time to invest in your own learning and improving on your health journey. We can all take steps every single day to do something that makes us a little better, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, in our diet, in our environment. There are always things that we can do to improve. And in every single episode of this podcast, you will learn simple and sustainable things so that you can have better health. As you know, autoimmune conditions can be super tricky, and you can feel like maybe you're making progress, and then you're like, wait, what? Where did all of my progress go? Or you feel like you're making progress in one area, and then you look in another area, and you feel so far behind, and that's frustrating. I don't want you to be frustrated. I want you to feel every single time you listen to this, I want you to feel like you are making progress, because you are. And that's one thing we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about making progress and measuring the progress. But first, about 5 minutes ago, I got notification that my app is now in the Apple App Store. I'm so excited. So if you have an iPhone, head over to the Apple App Store and search for Health with Hashimoto's, and you will see the beautiful logo, which is a flower with a little purple butterfly inside. Now, you know that the flower represents the whole you. There's a petal for body, mind, spirit, diet, and environment, the five parts of the whole you. And the butterfly, of course, represents your thyroid, because when you have Hashimoto's, that's an autoimmune condition, which means it's your immune system that's the problem, but it's attacking your thyroid, and your thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland or organ at the base of your neck. So that is what you're looking for, Health with Hashimoto's. And for all of the Android users out there, if that's you, I'm working on it. It will be a while before that one comes, because I don't have an Android device and I can't put something on the Google Play Store until I have my own Android device. So I'm working with a friend to maybe use hers. Anyway, it is in progress, but for the Apple users, it's in the App Store right now. And why do you want the app? Good question. Number one, we're going to build a community there. Now, the community right now is super, super tiny. We have less than a 20, I think, users. And so there's not a lot of discussion right now. But think to all the Facebook groups, like when there's 20 or less people, it's not a lot of discussion. However, it's super supportive. And as it grows, you get more and more discussion and you get some tight friendships. And that is what we're building on the app. I know that Hashimoto's can be a very lonely place, because it's individual. How or what you experience is unlike anybody else. And yet at the same time, there are similarities between your experience with Hashimoto's and somebody else's experience with Hashimoto's. And we want to be able to connect and support each other, to lift each other up on the hard days, to encourage each other. We want to build a community of support. So there is a community forum that you do not have to be part of social media to be able to engage with. It's all within the app. That's number one. Number two, that is where you're going to find the courses that from me. You're going to have the free mini course, which is Hashimoto's Decoded. That one is free as soon as you get the app and log in. The login is free. Now, that mini course, it'll take you about an hour to go through if you just binge it. And that's going to help you figure out your own root causes of Hashimoto's so that you can take control of your health. And then the other course is a paid course. And that one is the holistic Hashimoto's course. If you feel like your doctor isn't really giving you the answers that you're looking for, like they just want to give you medication, but they don't want to help you like really figure out what's going on with your own body and take steps to actually address the root causes, you need the holistic Hashimoto's course. And it is within the app that you're going to find it. So how do you access those if you are an Android user? Good question. You can do a workaround, and that is explained. Like I have step-by-step the workaround on my website, and the link will be down below in the show notes. It says get the app and you'll be able to follow those steps. So if you are an Apple user, head to the app right now, download, say hi in the community so we can start building it, go through the Hashimoto's Decoded course, enroll in the Holistic Hashimoto's course. I am so excited to serve you in this way. I'm so excited. I mean, oh my goodness, to have an app on your phone so that you don't have to go into social media to be able to do this. Oh, I'm so excited. So head over there. As I said, I got the notification about 5 minutes ago. It was not very long ago at all. So you guess what? There are zero ratings and reviews yet because it's brand new, literally brand new. So if you wouldn't mind dropping ratings in the App Store, I would really appreciate that because Apple, of course, it values ratings and reviews. Apple values that for my podcast. It values that for the apps. So if you can support me with dropping a 5-star rating, that would be so appreciated. I can't wait to meet you in the app. All right. So today we are talking about measuring your progress. And think about like the last time you were in a wide open field or on the ocean and watching a sunrise or sunset, right? Can you picture that? Can you picture the horizon stretching out in front of you? A question, can you catch the horizon? Have you ever walked to the horizon and gotten there? No, no, you have not. You know that. Like as soon as I say that, you're like, no, duh, you can't do that. Well, of course, we know that. We know that you cannot catch the horizon. But at the same time, have you ever set goals for yourself that are like the horizon? They are always out there, always out of reach. Perhaps your goal is just an ideal. It's, I want to have better health. Can you ever reach better? No, you can't, because better is always better. It's never where you are. It's always a step in front of you, just like the horizon. So this concept that I'm going to be teaching you today, it is called The Gap and the Gain, and it comes from a book written by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. I have not read The Gap and the Gain, but I did just finish reading another book for them that they wrote after that, and they did a chapter that had info about The Gap and the Gain, and it was a really good summary, which I appreciate. I do plan on reading the full Gap and the Gain book, but let me give you the overview. And I've already taught this twice today. I was planning on teaching it to you on the podcast. And then my son, my fourth grader, was struggling in spelling. That is his most hated subject. And he's just so down on himself. And he's like, Mom, I'm a really bad speller. I hate spelling. I'm a horrible speller. And so I drew a quick little, very rudimentary drawing on our whiteboard. And he had some things to say about my drawing. It was not complimentary. You can see my drawing if you're on Instagram. Oh, another thing, I changed my Instagram handle. So if you're on Instagram, you can search for health.with.hashimoto's, because you know, somebody who listens to the podcast but doesn't notice my name, they might be looking for Health with Hashimoto's, not Esther Y. So look for Health with Hashimoto's on Instagram and you can see my very rudimentary drawing. I have a horizon, I have a sunrise or sunset, whichever, and then there's a tree out in the distance, and then there is a very cartoon, not very well drawn, chicken in the foreground, and then there's a little stick figure. So I asked my son, can you ever get to the horizon? And of course, just like you answered, he said, no. Can you get to the tree in the distance? Yes. And what about the chicken? Well, then he had to mock the chicken because it was not very good. I was not going for an artistic chicken. But we talked about that he had just, in the drawing, that stick figure had just passed the chicken. And you can see that chicken. You can measure your progress by the chicken and the tree. The sunrise, the sunset, the horizon, you will never get there. And this is kind of the gap and the gain in a nutshell. When you are in the gap, you are looking at what could be or what should be. You're measuring where you are against where you think you should be. But the problem is you're measuring yourself against an ideal. You're measuring yourself against something that you cannot achieve. So when you're in that gap mindset, you can be making progress and actually feel worse about where you are. It is a sabotaging yourself. And yet it is so easy to fall into this gap thinking. One of my friends and I were talking about this gap and gain thinking. We actually were comparing it to a lot of the things that we were raised with in the church about comparing yourself to an ideal. I mean, none of us is God. None of us will ever be God. God is God, not us. And we know that God is holy. And yes, in the Bible, it says God is holy and be holy as I am holy. we will never be there until after Jesus comes back and there is no more sin, no more death, no more sorrow in the world. Once we are totally free of sin, then we will be holy. But until that time, we struggle with sin. And so we both noticed that growing up, we were always in that gap because we were always comparing ourselves against the ideal, against God. And you know what? That's the purpose of having laws, is to make us realize that we are not good enough and we need a savior. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to pay for our sins. He came because we are not good enough. He came so that we can get to God. And that's another topic. I would love to talk to you about it. If you want to learn more, let me know, because I would love to help you learn about how you are not good enough, and you already know that, and how Jesus came to pay the price and to bridge the gap. All right. So when you're in that gap thinking, especially about your health or about anything, you are always measuring yourself against an ideal. You can never get there. You always feel lacking. And we've talked a lot about hormones on this podcast. And the hormone that is released when you are in the gap is cortisol. Now, you do need some cortisol in order to be able to function. If you had no cortisol, you would not be able to stand up and move. We need some. But cortisol is your stress hormone. And when you have a lot of stress all the time, when you have chronically high cortisol, then that can cause inflammation, it can cause weight gain, irritability, headaches, brain fog. It can cause so many things. It can interfere with your immune system. And if you have an autoimmune problem, then you, of course, want to make sure that your immune system is working optimally. We want to lower our cortisol levels. We want to lower our chronic stress. And if you are living in this gap way of thinking, constantly measuring yourself against an ideal that you can never reach, then you are constantly raising your cortisol. So what then? I never want to leave you without hope. Let's talk about the gain. Because, you know, the gap and the gain. If we're not in the gap thinking, we're in the gain thinking. And that is where you're measuring yourself against yourself. You're measuring yourself against where you were before. You're not measuring yourself against anybody else. You're not measuring yourself against an ideal. You're measuring yourself against where you were before. So like in my rudimentary drawing of the chicken, the tree, and the sunset, the little stick figure had already passed the chicken as it was walking along. The rudimentary stick figure can measure his progress against he's already past the chicken. He's not yet to the tree, but he's already past the chicken. He's made progress. That is gain thinking. It is when you are measuring yourself backwards, seeing and appreciating your own progress. Now, this is not gratitude. This is not saying that I want you to be grateful, although we have talked about that on the podcast before. I don't remember which episode it was, but gratitude can be very powerful for your health. But you can be grateful in both areas. You can be grateful if you're stuck in the gap. You can also be grateful if you're stuck in, or if you're in the gain. So it's different than gratitude. It's how you're measuring your progress. And when you're in the gain way of thinking, you're measuring yourself backwards, seeing and appreciating your own progress. And just like the gap thinking had the cortisol hormone, well, the gain hormone is dopamine. Now, dopamine is the hormone that, you know, it leads to more happiness, motivation, excitement. Dopamine is a good chemical, a hormone that we are always chasing. The authors of the book that I read, did I tell you that? It was 10X is Easier Than 2X. It's by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And a quote from the book, they said, being in the gain radically boosts positive emotions, gratitude, and appreciation. So like I said, gratitude is different than the gain, but at the same time, the gain kind of increases your gratitude because you are noticing where you are versus where you were, and you're being grateful for that. So how are you going to measure your journey? I'm going to give you some tips here. So we talked about what they are, the gap and the gain. You've probably identified which one you're in the most and you're like, okay, I want to be in the gain, right? We want to lower our cortisol because we want better health. So I'm going to give you a routine that can help you lower your cortisol. It can help you get into the gain, and also it can improve your healing. And it's going to do this by your sleep quality and also by reducing your cortisol. Like I said earlier, when your cortisol is chronically high, it can lead to inflammation. Inflammation causes your immune system to go a little haywire, and a haywire immune system is autoimmunity when it's attacking yourself. We want to lower that. We want to improve healing. So lowering inflammation is one way. Another way is to get better sleep. Because when you're sleeping, that is when your body is doing the healing, the restoring, the renewing. So we want good sleep. This routine that I'm going to give you, it does both. And it is a bedtime routine. I know I've talked about sleep before, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with. So let's talk about this routine. Now, this routine, it is from the book, The 10X is Easier Than 2X book. However, it's also very, very, very similar to routines that I have talked about in the past and that I have had in the sleep course that I used to have. And I don't know if I have that in the holistic Hashimoto's course. I should look at that. I have not been able to make changes for a while in the course because I was not allowed to while Apple was reviewing it. They're like, once you submit it, you can't make any changes or edits until it is either approved or denied. So now I can go back to the course and I can make sure that the jumpstart into refreshing sleep and rest is part of the holistic Hashimoto's course. All right. So like I said, this routine is in the book, but it's very, very, very similar to other things that I have written. Number one, you're going to turn off your phone. You're going to turn it in airplane mode 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Now, I don't know about you, but that endless scrolling of, you know, Facebook, of X, of Instagram, of TikTok, they all have endless scrolling, and what your brain is searching for is more dopamine. So let's turn off the phone and increase our dopamine by shifting into the gain thinking. Now, if you use your phone for an alarm, still put it on airplane mode because you don't want those EMFs by you while you're sleeping. Airplane mode is fine. If somebody has to get a hold of you, I don't know if you have a home phone. We have a home phone and it's through Verizon. Where we live, we can't get anything else. Like even if we use a cell phone that technically uses Verizon's towers, we still can't get it at our house. So we have to have Verizon. And we have a home phone. So if somebody really needs to get a hold of me, they can call me on that. I have my phone off at bedtime. I encourage you to do it if it is at all possible for you. So step one of your new bedtime routine is turn off your phone, put it into airplane mode 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Step two, grab a journal. I use my planner and write down 3 wins from the day. This will take you 1, 3, 5 minutes. It shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes to journal 3 wins from the day. That's it. And like I said, I use my planner. I don't have a lot of space. It's just 3 little bullet points. And I'm celebrating how far I've come that day, what I accomplished. I am looking at the day and framing it as a win. Step three and your final step is plan 3 wins for tomorrow. And I do this. How am I going to win tomorrow? Are these like my top priorities? Yes, they are. But sometimes there are things like I'm going to go for a walk because I know that that will boost my whole day. It will help my health. It will help my mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health. It's going to help everything. So maybe that's in there. Maybe I have a goal of, you know, or a win of I'm going to record a podcast episode. I do that too, because that is part of what I do as a business. It is how I encourage and empower you and help you with your health. So how are you going to win tomorrow? By framing today in the focus in the lens of how you won and setting up tomorrow for how you're going to win, you are setting yourself up for better sleep. How you spend your last hour before you turn out the light sets the tone for how you will sleep and how tomorrow is going to go. So this is a super powerful way to lower your cortisol, to increase your sleep and increase the quality of your sleep, as well as a lot of times how fast you fall asleep. And by doing both of those things, you are impacting your overall healing. So I encourage you, set up or develop a bedtime routine. And if you want to use these three steps, here they are again. Number one, you're going to turn off your phone or put it in airplane mode 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Number two, you're going to take 3 to 5 minutes to journal three wins that you've had today. And then number three, you're going to plan three wins for tomorrow. That is it. That is how you can shift from the gap thinking into the gain thinking, and you can lower your cortisol and you can improve your healing. All right. I hope this is super helpful for you. Go to the Apple App Store right now if you have an iPhone and download the Health with Hashimoto's podcast. Start a discussion in the community, or find one that's already started, and let's talk about the gap in the gain. Let's talk about your journey. Let's talk about your wins. I would love to get to know you over in the community. I would love to welcome you into the free mini course, Hashimoto's Decoded, and I will be most delighted to welcome you to the Holistic Hashimoto's course, where you're going to find the exact step-by-step plan just for you for better health with Hashimoto's. I will see you in the app. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Please be sure to discuss any concerns and plans with your trusted healthcare professional.